With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A new census from the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation shows in-state businesses and employee wages are improving. The annual Census of Industry Employment and Wages Available looked at data from 2016 and compared it to previous years to give state job seekers and business owners information about South Dakota's economy. Don Dover is the Director of Policy and Public Affairs for the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. She says unemployment insurance increased by 1.1% in 2016, with over 420,000 South Dakotans now covered.
It's always good to see the number of labor force growing because employers have expressed concerns that there is definitely a challenge in finding skilled workers. And so seeing an increase in number of covered workers over the year would seem to indicate that potentially the labor pool would be a bit bigger to help fill some of those openings.
Dover says wages went up in most counties, with the average annual pay now over $41,000. She says several business areas have seen increased wages and employment growth.
There were three super sectors that increased by more than 2%, and that included natural resources and mining, education, health services, and construction. And if you would look at the wages associated with those three super sectors, construction had the highest increase in pay in 2016.
Dover says 78% of all businesses in South Dakota employ fewer than 10 people in their workforce. Declining numbers of applicants is one reason the University of South Dakota's law school might move from Vermilion to Sioux Falls. USD President James Abbott commissioned a task force to make a recommendation on the situation by December. The group met for the first time yesterday and featured testimony from university administrators and members of the Vermilion community. Members of the Vermilion community and business owners expressed alarm regarding the impact a move would have on the town's economy. The next task force meeting is set for September 6th in Sioux Falls.